Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice. And I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the first of the 612 clubs. The now legendary 612 Club. So the 612 Club is something that I have started to help doctors, consultants with their private practice. I'm Jonathan Stiano. I'm a consultant plastic surgeon and I run a private practice in Edgbaston in Birmingham. And I have opened my own clinic. And since opening my own clinic, I've learned a lot about promoting my practice and having a sustainable, constant stream of patients and revenue to the practice, which is necessary when you have staff and overheads. And I enjoy very much helping other consultants to do the same. So this is going to be a live video every Thursday at 6:12, 12 minutes past 6, on the club Facebook page, and will also be as a podcast. So and I've kept it as a closed group. So this is only available to members of the Mind Your Own Business Club, which is a club that I've set up for doctors who are in private practice who want to grow their private practice. And the reason I've kept it as a closed group is because I was posting things online. I had the Stiano Consulting website, I've got my Facebook page and my LinkedIn page, and I was posting things for doctors to help them with their practice. But what I was finding was that patients were liking my posts, patients were engaging with me, messaging me about it, and I felt a bit uneasy about posting the sort of things that I would say to doctors for patients to hear. Not that I'm saying anything bad, but it's just like if I'm saying things like, oh, what you got to do is give them a gift after they've had a procedure, a wow gift, to think, wow, that's really nice and kind. It sort of loses a bit if all the patients can hear me saying that. And if I say things like, make sure you tell them the value before you tell them the price. Make sure you get their contact details so you can engage with them and give them more information to justify the price. If I start talking about them, it just feels a bit weird if then a patient sees that, because they realize they are the them. So for that reason, I feel a lot more comfortable doing it this way, which is behind closed doors, and it's just for the members of the Mind Your Own Business Club. So this is the first one. Every week I'm going to have a topic, something I'm going to talk about that will hopefully resonate and make you grow your private practice and make you have a better private practice, which at the end of the day will serve your patients better. That's what it's all about. And the first one, the first topic I want to talk about is how important it is that you present yourself well to patients, because you are the only doctor that is going to be treating them for this condition. They have chosen you. So if a patient has put their trust in you and has chosen you to treat them, then you owe it to them to present yourself well. And I know that a lot of doctors get the wrong idea about what I do and what I talk about when I help other people to grow their practice. I know that a lot of doctors who've got an NHS practice who don't really care much about their private practice think that doctors who do private practice are only interested in the money, and they're all unethical, and they're just it's all about advertising and all this sort of thing. And it's completely not. You'll see everything in the Mind Your Own Business Club. I hold mastermind groups and mentoring, and all I talk about is getting a better result for your patient, giving value to your patients. I don't talk about advertising, I don't talk about marketing per se, because I think most doctors who are just sole practitioners and just want to build a sustainable practice for themselves don't need to advertise. I don't think you need to spend your money on advertising, and I think you'll be wasting your money by spending it on advertising, because you need to make sure you're looking after patients better and you're serving the patients that already know about you first before you think about advertising and getting more patients to come into your system. You need to process the people that are already in your system. So the first thing is you have to think about how you present yourself to patients, and what you've got to realize is that patients want to like you, they want to trust you, they want to feel like they're in safe hands, and you have to help them and give them evidence to support that notion. That is the default position, particularly in private practice, because they've actually gone out and chosen you. They've got much more choice about who treats them in the private sector, and they've chosen you, and you owe it to them to portray yourself as being a professional with a slick outfit, and you know what you're doing. And much as you think that all that's important is doing the surgery or doing the procedure or delivering the care, that is not all that is important. And it is the whole persona that you give off, the whole ethos behind your practice, the messages you and your staff, I say your staff, the people who speak to the patient on your behalf, they are all your staff. Now, that might be the hospital inquiry line, so it might be people who you've got less control over. So you've got to think about that and try and get control over as much as you can, because it's all about positioning yourself as an expert, as the expert that you are. I'm not talking about positioning yourself as an expert when you're not. I mean, I've only opened this group to people who are fully trained NHS consultants. It's a given that you're a fully trained consultant, and therefore you're an expert in the field. And a lot of us like to hide our light under a bushel. We like to make out as if we're not very big on private practice, and we're therefore can be slightly elusive and don't want to be seen to promoting ourselves too much. But this is not the thing to do. The thing to do is to promote yourself more, not promote yourself with an advert, but promote yourself to the patients who have inquired, the patients who have contacted your secretary, the patients who have been to your clinic. Promote yourself to these patients. Promote yourself as the expert that you are. Give them evidence to help them to believe that you are the best person to be treating them, the best person in the world to be treating them. Yeah, I mean, they can theoretically choose anyone in the world, and they've chosen you. So you owe it to them to make them feel like they made the right choice. And think it yourself if you've ever had treatment. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be medical treatment, maybe a doctor, or maybe if you had to have a lawyer to help you with something. You know, the same thing applies. You want to feel that dentist, that lawyer is the best there is. You want the receptionist to make a comment, say, oh, you know, he's really good, and he, oh yeah, we, you know, he's one of the best, and he was featured in this magazine or whatever, just something to support your choice in choosing this person. So you need to think about how you are perceived by patients, and you need to put your best persona, your best profile forward. It is really, really important, because at the end of the day, it's all patients have got to go on, because they don't know how good you are at doing the thing that you do until you've done that thing. So you need to really think about how you are portrayed to patients, and you need to really work on that. and give the best version of yourself to patients. So you need to think about what your website looks like. You need to think about who's answering the phone, what they're saying when they're answering the phone. You need to think about how you engage with patients once they've been to the clinic. I mean, obviously, you already think about how you engage with patients once they're at the clinic. So I'm not talking about the bit that when you're doing the procedure, when you're talking to the patient. I'm not going to tell you how to do that. I'm assuming you know how to do that. What I'm talking about is how you engage with people before and after they come to the clinic. That's what this is all about. That's what this whole mind your own business malarkey is about. It's not about doing the thing that you do. It's about the stuff before and after. That's the stuff you've got to think about. You've got to present yourself as the best person in the world at this moment in time to be treating this patient. Give them every reason to believe that. We all get average results. We all sometimes get poor results. Even me. I know, it's crazy to think. We get a spectrum of results. Some good, some average, some bad. And that's okay. As long as you are presenting yourself as the best doctor to be treating the patient and you continue to treat them and give them the best result possible. They want to believe in you. They want you to be the best doctor to be treating them. So they can accept poor results as long as you look after them properly and don't retract in a shell and stop talking to them or stop engaging with them. They need you more than ever when you get worse results. And if you do get bad results, you can actually turn unhappy patients into some of your greatest advocates by looking after them properly and by giving them a reason to believe that they have chosen correctly. They're scared, they're frightened, and the worst thing you can do is just think, oh God, I've got to move on to the next one. You have to give patients all the signs that they have chosen well. They want to believe in you. They don't want to dislike you. They don't want to hate you. They don't want to sue you. They wouldn't have chosen you in the first place if they wanted that. And it's only when they get pushed to the ragged edge, when they stop having their calls answered, when they can't get in to see you, when they're not nurtured, when they're not looked after properly, that those things really can escalate, whether or not you've done a good thing or a bad thing in doing the procedure. It's when they're not looked after or when they start to see cracks and thinking maybe this guy wasn't the really good guy that I thought he was, because now his secretary's not answering his phone, she's not returning my calls, my emails aren't getting answered, hold on a minute, then I'm starting to doubt myself. You've got to continue every step of the way, all the stages, to present yourself as the best person in the world to be treating this patient. And you've got to make them justify the faith they've given in you by choosing you as their doctor. It is extremely, extremely important. And that's what I'm going to talk about throughout this series, throughout this these live courses, these live feeds, and also within the Facebook group. Happy to engage. I think we should, if we can engage with each other. Hopefully, what I want to do is build a community of doctors who are interested in giving a really good service to patients and demonstrating to patients that they're the best person in the world to be treating them. That's what I do. It's worked for me, and I want to help you to make it work for you. So that's the message for today. If you want to have a successful practice, not even private practice, NHS practice, just any sort of practice, you've got to present yourself in the best way possible to your patients. It's not all about the procedure that you do or about the moment that you're talking to them in the clinic. You've got to present yourself as the best person in the world to be treating them, because at the end of the day, that's what you are. They've chosen you. You are the one out of everybody in the world. They've chosen you. It might be that you happen to live in the same town as them, but hey, you still, that's a reason. You know, you're the best person in the world to be treating them. Make them not regret that decision and back it up at every available opportunity. This has been the 6-12 Club. I will see you next Thursday at 6-12 here on the Facebook page. If you miss it, catch up on the podcast, the 6-12 podcast. And I will see any comments, please feel free. Comment, I'll look at all the comments and engage and reply if you want me to. See you next week. Bye.